I'm pleased to welcome to the Global Observatory Miroslav Lajcik, the Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister of Slovakia. Minister Lajcik has had an extensive career as a politician and diplomat. He is an authority on EU enlargement, having served as the Managing Director for Russia, the Eastern Neighborhood, and the Western Balkans in the EU's External Action Service. Minister Lajcik has also served as the High Representative and EU Special Representative for Bosnia and Herzegovina, and was the EU's supervisor of the 2006 independence referendum for Montenegro. In his work in Europe and beyond, Minister Lajcik draws on the valuable experiences of his own country in joining the European Union in 2004. Slovakia, Slovenia, and Estonia are the only former communist states that are now members of the European Union, the Schengen area, the Eurozone, and NATO, making Slovakia's experience particularly valuable for countries looking toward the EU accession process. Minister Lajcik, thank you for joining us today in the Global Observatory to discuss the role of small states in European and world affairs. Your visit to New York marks the 20th anniversary of Slovakia's membership in the UN. Next year, Slovakia celebrates its 10th year as a member of the European Union. What do small states like Slovakia bring to large multilateral or regional organizations like the UN and the EU, and what do they receive in return?
Countries like Slovakia are bringing respect for the rules, our own authentic experience, and of course the promotion of universal values and instruments, because that's our protection, and we want to see a functioning system of international organizations, because we have no other protection. And what we are receiving by joining UN or European Union, of course, multiplication of our voice, of our role, and whenever we have good ideas, of course this is a room to promote, and it makes our voice stronger and our policies more efficient. So I would say it's not about big or small, it's about creative or non-creative, about responsible or irresponsible.
Today at the International Peace Institute, you spoke about the promise and the role of the EU in bringing values like democracy, human rights, freedom, and the rule of law to every country in Europe and beyond. How has the European project developed this soft power, and does the small size of many EU countries strengthen this soft power and influence, or does small size make it more difficult to have a voice in global affairs?
European Union is the most successful existing project of integration of states. So regardless of different phases of EU's development, the fact is that there is no other group of countries that has achieved higher level of political stability and level of the respect for democratic principles, economic prosperity, protection of individual rights, social rights, human rights, economic rights. So the European Union has this soft power of its example. European Union is transforming countries because they want to be similar like the countries of the European Union. They want to join the European Union or to get closer to the European Union, and that's the uniqueness of the European project. And it doesn't really matter whether you are big or small, again, in the European Union, because European policymaking is based on compromise and on consensus searching. So each country's voice counts. And on different issues, you find yourself in a group of different countries because we have different interests. But the good thing is that we are not twisting each other's arms, we are not shouting at each other, but we are talking to each other. So we had to master the art of finding allies on different issues, being constructive. That means to make step forward on one issue and step backwards on another issue in order to get the whole European process moved forward. And that's a fantastic experience. And again, the size of the country doesn't really matter here.
IPI is conducting research on small states at the UN. Slovakia is a member of the Forum of Small States, an informal group of 105 UN member states with populations under 10 million people. You've answered this a bit, but can small states play an important role in ensuring that multilateralism and international cooperation prevail in foreign affairs, perhaps not just in the EU, but at the UN and around the world?
My answer is yes, because it's the small states who need to be protected by clear international standards, by clear international rules. So you can always count on smaller states when you are trying to promote international norms that help them to feeling more secure. And there are numerous examples of small countries making great contribution or great difference on the global scene and international agenda. Let me mention Liechtenstein and its role in promoting the role of the International Criminal Court. Or I can also mention my own country, Slovakia, and our UN agenda in promoting the security sector reform, which is a global issue, global agenda, and it's welcomed and appreciated by everyone. And the fact that this group of so-called small states consists of more than one half of the members of the United Nations shows how relevant and important this group is.
Minister Lajcik, thank you for sharing your insights in the Global Observatory.